This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know if some of you saw the footage this weekend of some kids that appeared to be drowning in the Rio Grande River. And the migrant crisis that, and whether we want to call it a crisis or not, we're trying not to be political. We have issues, and to me, I call it a crisis when kids are dying, when kids are being trafficked, if kids are being used as decoys. It's a crisis. Whenever somebody dies, whenever it looks like we are overwhelmed, that's what I call a crisis. COVID became a crisis when our hospitals became overwhelmed and people were dying. We have a crisis at the border. And people don't want to call it a crisis. People might not want to, you know, credit Biden or credit Trump or criticize Biden. And they'll use different terms. And I don't care where we are on the political spectrum. If we're having kids trafficked or used as decoys, or these kids are traveling miles, and then they're having to be stuck in detainee camps because we have no room for them or we don't know where to send them, that's a crisis. We're having adults die. We're having drug smugglers use some of these people as decoys so they can, you know, I mean, if the Border Patrol agents have to deal with kids, then other people can, then other things can go on and, when they're not watching in less, populated areas of the border. And so people are complaining and, you know, waiting for the government to figure out what to do. I think President Biden is going to go down there. You know, he is going to make a trip and evaluate the situation. But what would you guys do? Now, if you were president or if you were advising Biden, right, what do you think we should do? With the crisis we have at the border. Now, of course, the average person is saying, lock up the border like Trump did, just lock up the border. All right, we need to be very, very practical. Unfortunately, a lot of our verbiage is coming from the media, and the media is triggered by what sells and by politics. I want politics aside. I understand that migrants could come in and then they could vote one way or the other, or if, you know, migrants are kept out, then the wall could be built. We're not talking about Trump or Biden's career. I don't care about a politician's career. And that's what really, really stinks about politicians running things. You know, they come into power and all presidents do this and they immediately reverse what the last president did. And they don't care about what the consequences are. And then they say, well, we're going to do it this way and we're going to do it better. And, you know, honestly, what really seems to work is a little bit of a blend, a little bit of a hybrid of some of the more moderate centrist ideas. I don't think we have to go pendulum swinging. And unfortunately, that's what we've been doing. Every time we have a new president, there's always a pendulum that swings. So we have people that want to come to this country. We have people that want to escape. But we have bad people out there that are looking for opportunities. And that's all they do is look for opportunities. You have good people looking for business opportunities. Unfortunately, there are very successful business people that have been watching the COVID crisis going, okay, guys, just watch, look at the landscape and see where we could make money, where we could pivot. That's not bad. I mean, you know, Amazon did really, really well because they were positioned to do well in an economy where people want to order from home, you know, so, you know, it doesn't make you a bad person being successful, but you could bet your butt that any successful criminal is going to use that same gumption, that same chutzpah when it comes to how can we benefit from what's happening with the new administration or what's happening along the border? So I'm hearing that some of these people, I mean, there is a lot of money involved in terms of bringing people from Honduras, people from Guatemala, Mexico. I mean, people are making money on the transports. People from Asia, people from the Middle East. I'm being told that per person, somebody from Middle East or Russia, they go for $9,000 for a transport to get them into the United States. People are paying money. Now, mind you, having had relatives who had to escape the Holocaust and had to escape Germany and Austria and Poland, all right, I get how people will pay to try to, you know, flee their horrible living environments. I get that. You know, luckily for us, we were able to escape. You know, my family was able to escape to Israel. And then my older family, I believe from Russia, was able to escape to the United States years, decades prior. So, you know, I'm here today because of an escaped immigrant. So I am, you know, very empathetic to people that want to leave where they're living and come to America, make a better life, contribute to society, become American. I'm for that. I think a lot of us are. What I'm not for is people using children as a decoy, or even if it's not intentional. We are really overwhelmed with thousands of migrant children. Isn't anybody seeing that there's something suspicious here? You know, why are we having kids with no parents just coming to the border? Now, yes, some parents may be like, look, you flee, get yourself there. And I get that. I could see how some families that might happen. But I really think that we have more nefarious, we have a very underlying cartel or criminal element that is going to take advantage either of the current situation or helping manipulate the current situation. So what should be done? You know, we could talk about how the border is a crisis, but what are some real practical ideas? Right? You know, waiting for the government to come out up with, oh, okay, well, we're going to do this, or we're going to, you know, I mean, right now we're being told that people that are, I guess, asylum seekers are just being released because there's so many and the court dates are so far out that they're like, just go. And they aren't even given when their court date's going to be. So we are overwhelmed. It's a crisis. We're overwhelmed. So if we are overwhelmed, what would you suggest we do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From a medical standpoint, I suggest screening for COVID, screening for medical issues, you know, getting people medical care. But that, again, that system is overwhelmed as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when it came to the vaccine rollout, this was fascinating. When vaccine was finally made available to certain states and certain areas, there was this race on who could vaccinate as many people. There was also this pressure to vaccinate as many people. But I noticed that there was some media, you know, and some other sort of secondary gain to showing that you were on it. And it would help people's political careers. If they could show that they vaccinated like crazy, that they were on it, that they protected their constituents such that when there was a little mess up with some of the shipments, I don't want to mention any names, but a governor that was more in the Midwest was a little upset that it would make their numbers look bad. They go, we were ready. We're on track to vaccinate, and we're not getting the shipment, so it's not us. And I don't blame them, because whenever vaccines weren't being rolled out properly, people blamed the governors. So, you know, I think in my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada, I think we did a dang good job. I am so impressed with the Southern Nevada Health District and all the public officials who helped get the vaccine rollout. In fact, we're going to start vaccinating, as of today, teenagers who are 16 on up that have medical conditions. Just to kind of clarify what's going on there, there's only one vaccine you could give to a 16, 17-year-old. That's the Pfizer. The Moderna vaccine has not been indicated in anybody under 18, nor has the Johnson & Johnson. But Pfizer, you could give 16 on up. So we've already been able to expand that we can now allow kids who are 16, 17 years old with medical conditions to get the vaccine. By April 5th, anybody over the age of 16 will be able to get the vaccine in Nevada. So that is a month shy of the deadline that President Biden has given for everybody to start to allow by May 1 open access to the vaccines. But there's a real interesting study that came out showing that the states that were quick to vaccinate did worse than those who were slow and steady. This is always that rabbit in the, what, with the turtle in the hare, the tortoise in the hare, where those who are quick and running and looking like they're going to beat the race fast, the ones that are slow and methodical, slow and steady wins the race. That's always the case. I tell medical students that too. You don't need to burn out. You don't need to get straight A's. You need to have that longevity. Slow and steady wins the race. You get there. We all get to the finish line. Just be slow and methodical about it. Now, why the heck would a fast, robust, you know, jumping in, cannonballing into the lake sort of thing approach to vaccine not do as well? Well, apparently with this one study, and let me see who gets credit for this study. This is being reported by U.S. News. Let me see. I don't know if they actually say who gets, it might have been University of Minnesota School of Public Health that might have looked at it. But what the experts saw is if the state wasn't ready to handle it in terms of their IT, in terms of their website, the websites crashed. If they didn't have enough facilities and were able to social distance crowds of people, people would drive and turn around. I saw that too. I went for my second shot. The line was 3 hours long. Now, usually it's gone better, but there were some computer issues, and I saw people coming in going, you know what, forget it, I'll just make another appointment. So then what ends up happening is you have people making appointments, and then they no-show, and then you have thousands of unused appointments, and then thousands of shots not given. So Israel, for example, was a country that was on it, and when we look at the success of Israel in terms of being able to administer the vaccine, what did they do? They did smaller groups. They did bite-sized groups. And it's counterintuitive to think, don't you want to get a large crowd and just, you know, bring in the military and go inject, 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 inject? No. Apparently, dividing up the shots, sending them to officers or to departments for them to be given out, apparently that worked better. Gibraltar is the first nation in the world to have fully vaccinated or at least given vaccines to their full population. They only have 33,000 in their population, but it shows smaller groups of populations might be easier to administer. News 3 had interviewed me on the rollout with vaccines from the pharmacies. As long as the pharmacies have EpiPens, and if there is an adverse event, which is rare, they're able to be equipped with it, I'm fine with vaccines administering them because it allows access to people that would have had to take 2 bus transfers to get to a place to get a vaccine. And you don't have as many people, you don't have as many crowds, and they could do a faster rollout. I've been watching these vaccine clinics happen in churches and happen in schools, and it just, they finish many times ahead of schedule because, again, less people. So if you have the vaccine and you have the product and you don't have to have the negative 70 to 80 degree freezer, then you are able to hopefully administer it out. And so it is a management skill. It's all management. So they say states like South Carolina and Florida had raced ahead to offer vaccines to larger groups, but they didn't do as well as states like Hawaii and Connecticut, slower and steady, able to distribute them a little easier. So, phone lines were jammed. There was, issues with software. There was issues with sign up. And there was also, like I said, this fear. A big thing that I was very, very frustrated with is when I would ask seniors if they were going to go get the vaccine, they said, no, I'm too scared. I go, are you scared of the vaccine? They go, no, we're scared of COVID. And I said this early on. We have been frightening people from the beginning, telling them that they can't go out. They can't go to a public place like an arena or a big, huge, let's say, school, because schools have to be on lockdown. Restaurants have to be closed. Movie theaters have to be closed. And you are telling the same people you have told for months that they have to stay home and they can't go to school or they can't go to a restaurant or they can't go out. It's not safe to go out and get the vaccine and it's safe. You know, we've already indoctrinated everybody that you can't be around other people with COVID. And then that same message a week later is, you know what, I understand we're still on lockdown, but you can leave the house and go and get the vaccine. So those places that said, look, all right, you don't have to travel too far. You don't have to be around a bunch of people. You're going to have this arena here, this school, this over here, these small areas to get your vaccine done. And apparently, long-term, more people got vaccinated. So I live in a state, and I think they did pretty well. I think we're at about 13.3% vaccinated, but the numbers are always going to lag a little behind because the primary goal of any sort of entity that's giving the vaccines is to vaccinate, not to sit there and go, here are the numbers, here are the numbers. Okay? You know, we're using all hands on deck to try to get everybody vaccinated. But it's good news to know that you don't have to go at it, you know, and peter out. You don't have to, we can have a much more methodical approach. And to see what these health departments have done with no warning, with not that much staff, to all of a sudden have to vaccinate their whole city, I think they get kudos. Good job. Well done. So now what's next with the vaccine? Are we going to have to get a booster in the fall? Yeah, probably. Already Johnson & Johnson's working on their next generation vaccine, Moderna, Pfizer. So when the booster comes, what they need to do is make sure that they have a practice in place very similar to flu shots. People are able to go to their nearby grocery store, nearby pharmacy to go and get their flu shot. And that works. Yeah, we could have flu shot clinics where a bunch of people come. But honestly, if the pharmacies are built for this, if medical clinics are built for this, that'll work. Are we going to have vaccines available to go to doctor's offices? Well, it depends if doctors are getting paid or not. Many doctors didn't want it because they noticed that they weren't getting paid to do it. To do a COVID vaccine, you have to stop everything. You know, you can't be seeing patients. You have to monitor people. You know, you have to, you know, do the questionnaire. You have to monitor them. I mean, doctor's offices, you can't kind of do it like these mass clinics because you don't have all that staff. And so many doctors are like, I don't know if I want to do COVID vaccines here because we need to pay our bills seeing regular patients. Even though the government said they were going to pay for administration, I don't believe it was, from what I'm hearing, to the degree that would incentivize doctors to give it. But if they can get that down and they can figure out how to make the process a little bit more streamlined, then I think we will start to see more doctor's office give out the vaccines. So that's where we are with that, but pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, they're destroying our country. The gentleman said the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country.
Former President Donald Trump speaking there on Fox News. The former president also saying that Biden ruined the most secure border ever. And regarding the people coming into our country,
many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers.
The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. The High Court reviewing a lower court ruling that throughout the death sentence, the appeal was filed by the Trump administration last year. This is USA Radio News. Sales of existing homes fell sharply in February. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes dropped 6.6% compared with January. Tight supply and rising prices sidelining many first-time buyers. The median price of a home sold last month was $313,000. A Republican congressman in New York is facing serious allegations.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's an interesting, let me see here. I want to pull up the story. I saw this moratorium. There's a house that got bought January 2020. And a couple bought this house before the pandemic. I mean, maybe technically the pandemic started, but this wasn't before lockdowns and people were still working. So this California couple purchased a home. The seller made $560,000 because they bought it cash. But the seller turned around and decided not to move out. Even though he got paid and the transaction was done. And no matter what this couple does, they are prevented from evicting him and moving him into the house because of eviction moratorium in California, those rules. So Tracy and Miles Albert brought a four-bedroom Riverside, California dream home for cash, $560,000. Money went to the seller. And the seller won't leave. And there's nothing they can do about it. The couple's real estate agent, Chris Taylor, said, "It's genuinely unfathomable to me that we live in a state where something like this is even possible. They closed escrow on this home January 31st, 2020. Now, as we know, you know, eviction moratoriums were needed for families who lost their jobs, had kids, and they didn't want to be thrown out on the street because they couldn't pay rent. So governors, as well as, you know, presidents and administrations have said, look, all right, they get to stay, people get to stay, there's eviction moratorium for the next few months or until March. You cannot evict somebody for not paying the rent. You could still charge them, and fees can accrue, and the amount of money could still accrue, but you can't evict them. So what do you do when your client, when your tenants don't leave? And so there's been a crisis with landlords, and nobody's really covered it because people don't, you know, they think, well, landlords are rich. What they don't understand is for many people, that was their job, that was their income, where they would rent a home and the person would pay, and that was their income. And now this is a couple where that was where they were supposed to live. So California Governor Newsom signed an eviction moratorium last year that was extended until June 2021, and authorities have told the couple there was nothing they could do. Fox 11 Los Angeles reporter attempted to contact the tenant by knocking on the front door but received no response. According to Miles Albert, the owner of the house, they said they have this case under a COVID tenant situation of no evictions when it doesn't fall under that at all. The person's not a tenant. He sold the home to them. This is, to me, a stealing of property. He said this transaction went through in January 2020 before any of that. It isn't a renter who was getting thrown out. It's the guy who collected all of this money. Eviction attorney Dennis Block said he has handled 7, maybe 8 similar cases of this exact situation since the moratorium was enacted. He said, in addition to not being able to access the property they paid for, the couple says the owner has stopped taking care of the house, and it is becoming an eyesore. So if you do live in an area where there's a homeowners association, wow, gosh, homeowners associations can be tough. They go after the owner, and they find the owner. And then the owner has to deal with the tenant. But this person isn't even a tenant. Tracy said, wife of the owner as well, said, I tried watering the lawn one time, and he came out and ripped my sprinkler lines, ripped all the wires. The palm trees are dying, everything was beautiful, and everything is dying. It's just draining emotionally and financially. Now, this is something that, mind you, I understand, you know, with COVID and the migrant situation, there's obviously more things out there, too, that warrant our sympathy. But this has got to be devastating for somebody that sunk their savings into a house. They were supposed to live in that house, and you can't use the law to protect you. This is one of the things that has been very frustrating for a lot of us throughout the whole 2020, you know, fiasco of COVID and lockdowns and riots. And we, being Americans and being taxpayers, expect that for our tax money and for us following the law will be upheld and there will be protections, there will be authorities that you could go to seek help. And we're seeing over and over again that that help isn't there. You know how many times I've heard that competitors would try to screw over a business by tattling on them, saying, I'm not seeing masks, or I'm not seeing this, just for them to get inspected. And you know, they'll pass, but isn't there any way to protect competitors trying to mess with you? You have somebody that stole this house, basically, after they got the money, unless it was a scam. Maybe he never intended to leave. He's just like, yeah, give me the money. I mean, obviously he understands the law well. Really? Police can't go in there and remove him from the property? He's destroying private property that isn't even his? I don't understand how the law isn't there to protect you. And this is what's frustrating people when we see something like this. And yeah, most of us do not have $560,000 to purchase on a home. So they might not, the couple might not get empathy, but, you know, in terms of, well, they probably have money and they could still live somewhere else. But my problem with this is what many people feel. They live in cities or they live in states where when they need help, they can't get help. When you live in an area where a public official is threatening to close down your business, if you aren't operating at 35% capacity, and I know you could break out a calculator, but, you know, somebody accuses you of being 36% capacity, how do you prove no? Technically, that person lost some weight, right? And if you look at the weight of everybody, we were at the 35%. There's no way to go. When the riots were happening and people's businesses were getting destroyed, where do you go? Well, you go to your insurance company. Yeah, but would like to prevent the business from getting destroyed. Would like to prevent the attack to begin with. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think people have a lot less faith in all these agencies that make tons of money. All these agencies that are just, I mean, eating up our tax dollars, and they're making more money than us. They still get to work. They've still been able to work during the pandemic, yet it looks like they aren't doing their job because of a loophole. Now, many states, the eviction moratoriums are expiring or sunsetting at the end of the next week or two. So those that weren't able to make any rent will get some relief. What hopefully will happen is tenants will be able to get a job or use the extra money that they're getting from unemployment to help pay towards rent. But the next problem we have is if people haven't been paying rent for a whole year, what do they do? Well, there's supposed to be some sort of rent assistance in the COVID stimulus package. I'm not sure if the money just goes to the tenant and then they could walk away with it. Or does the money have to get, does it go directly into the landlord's account? But you've had landlords now not having any income from their properties for a year. If they are still alive and well and they're still able to maintain that property, you know, how many more months can they do that? There were complaints that landlords weren't keeping up with the landscaping, weren't keeping up with the repairs. Well, if money wasn't coming in for rent, how are they supposed to keep up with the repairs? Problem is you still have to keep the power going on, you know, for your tenants and all that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800, and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
So we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not a very fearful person, but I really don't like spiders. I loved spiders when I was growing up. I thought spiders were so cool. And then something happened to me, and now I just don't trust them. It's basically what happened with me with spiders. So me, you know, being a biology major, and loving biology as a kid in school. Anytime we had to have a bug, if we had to do a bug collection, you know, I would always try to add a spider, even though a spider isn't considered an insect. Most bug collections required insects. But I just thought spiders were cool. And I knew spiders could bite, but I never was bit by one. Well, I started to, get too lax. And when I was living in a dormitory during the summer, I moved out of the house and I didn't go back home when I went to school because I supported myself, and the dorm was actually cheaper than an apartment, and I worked on the dorm ground so I could, you know, get a discount on rent. apparently there was like a little baby web with a couple little spiders. Oh, Siri's listening. Siri doesn't have to listen. And so there were a bunch of little baby, it looked like little baby spiders. So I just, you know, ignored it. I went to sleep. And then the next day, I had a bite on my thigh. It was on my right thigh, lower kind of near the knee. And I didn't think much of it. And I'm like, well, huh, I must have gotten bit by a spider. Maybe it was the mommy. And I doubt, I don't know what was going on, but I went to bed. And I did, you know, because, you know, I grew up in Arizona.
And I went to sleep the next day.
So I grew up in Arizona. So we had scorpions. And, I mean, you know, when you live in the desert, there's tons of bugs. So I get bit. And I wash it off. And I go about my day. And that bite just grew. And it got infected, and it was almost so big an abscess that it looked like I had like a breast. It was that size on my leg. So I went to the doctor. We had it drained. They put me on antibiotics. They gave me Keflex that I had to take 4 times a day, 500 milligrams 4 times a day. We still do this today. And it went away, but after that, wow, I got scared of spiders. And I started to develop a paranoia to them. You know, when you get traumatized like that, you see an infection almost consume your leg by one spider, and we don't know what kind of spider it was, but it was bad enough to cause that bad an infection. So I would, before I went to bed each night, check my sheets. I just check my sheets before I went to bed every night. And I mean thoroughly. I check the pillowcases, look inside the pillowcases, check between everything, shake it all out, look up and down the bed. And I went through this routine for years. So now I'm in medical school. So we're talking at least 4 years of this routine of checking my bed every single night. And I said, look, you know what? I can't be obsessed. I can't do this. How am I supposed to later be in a relationship with somebody where I have to check the bed all the time? It's just not going to happen. And I said, you know what? This is the last night. This is the last night, no matter what, I'm doing this ritual. Because I wasn't obsessive compulsive. I was just afraid of a spider. And I said, look, I could stop this ritual, and I'm going to. Just one more time, I'm going to look. And I pick up my sheets, and one of the biggest spiders I've ever seen was in the center of the bed and races to the bottom of the bed, which means I would have jumped into the bed with a spider that could have bitten me again, same spot. Years later, different city. But you want to know what? Because I made that promise that was the last time I was going to check the bed, I did. Even after having a spider in my bed, I just did, and that's how I got over that ritual of checking the bed. So have I gotten bit by a spider since? Yeah, I think I even got stung by a scorpion. We lived in a place where there were scorpions in the house, and scorpions were on the bed. It's crazy how, you know, and just mentally, I'm fine with it. I've told myself I'm not going to check the bed. I'm just going to jump in bed. Whatever happens, happens, and I haven't gotten bit. Well, I don't know what advice I could give to people in Australia's East Coast, but we are being told that swarms of spiders are fleeing into homes, even crawling up people's legs, because they're trying to escape the flooding. Apparently, there's flooding in New South Wales. And there are spiders. I'm looking at pictures right now of spiders trying to flee the flooding grounds. They're running ahead of the flooding water, rising up from Kinchella Creek, pouring across the back of you could see some of these people's properties, and all you see are spiders running. They crawl up to the house, onto the fences, wherever they could get to. There's also snakes that are trying to climb up and go into trees. Remember, you know, nature is pretty, you know, it's pretty smart. I'm right now looking at, apparently they got hit with a lot of rains. Remember, Hawaii got hit with a lot of rains as well. And so you're seeing these spiders or these snakes trying to find dry land. And usually spiders hide, and you think they don't exist. Well, now I'm looking at a whole bunch of them, and they are just climbing. I'm going to get nightmares looking at this. That's the other thing, too. If I ever see a spider, If I see a spider or there's a spider in a movie like Home Alone or that movie Arachnophobia, I will have nightmares for days until I just tell myself, stop it with the spiders. And then, you know, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate that way. So this is record-breaking rains that are battering New South Wales coastline, southern Queensland, causing widespread flooding. Animals and insects to scramble to escape the waters. It's pretty, pretty scary stuff. There were ants crickets, something called a skink. I don't know what a skink is. I don't think it's skunk. I think it's supposed to be an animal called skink. I'm not sure that's what it says here. All just trying to get away from the floodwaters. People are videotaping it, so you're going to see some very, very horrific-looking spiders coming from floods. That's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are looking at, this is interesting, and I haven't been able to investigate it, but as America's looking at taking on the AstraZeneca vaccine, one news outlet, Daily Mail, has looked at some of the reports from people in Europe having had the COVID vaccine, or the COVID vaccine for, from AstraZeneca. And apparently there's been a wide array of issues that people are blaming the vaccine. Some think that it increased their flatulence, that they, yeah, that they tooted more. Others had reported weight loss. Man, give me that then. Some had reported the colors of their eyes changed. That would blow my mind. I don't see how that could affect the pigment, but there's been four cases of that. One report of excessive blinking, a couple reports of fear of death, one report of having to hold their breath, 42 reports of people crying, about 102 had reported the flatulence, and then there were 5 reports of the rare blood clot. So they say this list of side effects comes from the, quote, yellow card reports given to the MHRA, which is their Medicines and Health Products Regulatory Agency. And they said it has kept track of all the potential side effects that happened among the first 11.7 million to get the shot. And the reactions, it's very similar to Pfizer and COVID, with or Pfizer and Moderna, the headache, fever, muscle pains. They have been reported thousands of times and kind of seem to be par for the course. But some of these other things, that is concerning. Now, they have not seen stroke, heart attack, sepsis. People have reported that, but they haven't linked it to that. Some of you have asked, you know, how transparent are government regulators going to be? Well, there is a push for them to have some transparency, because if they mess this up, if they aren't transparent and then word gets out that they lied, government agencies won't be able to trust to instill the trust of vaccines ever again. So they have to take these things seriously. They have to warn people, but they're kind of telling us right now that, look, whether it's blood clots with the AstraZeneca vaccine or some of these other reports with Pfizer and Moderna, it's still safer than COVID. That's kind of still the main message they're sending. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch. We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.